Thanks to the armorial of Revelle, we have a representation of the castle in the 15th century, before the Dauphins and their successors abandoned it. The castle was dismantled in the 17th century and left for ruin. Once an ancient chapel that belonged to the castle, the Church Saint-Jean is a small sanctuary with unique nave and flat head built directly on the rock. The south facade keeps a Romanic character with the stone of arcos, the foothills, the ledge on modillions, as well as a door opening under a set girder called battière. It is surmounted by a beautiful bow of discharge. The armorial of Revelle indicates that in the 15th century, the chapel had a bell tower with comb. It was brought down in the 18th century and replaced by the current bell tower. Accessible in the summer, the inside reveals a choir decorated with Romanic small decorative arcades. In the nave, there are fragments of paint representing Salome's dance at Herod's banquet. A surrounding wall protected the castle, which was in harmony with the shape of the relief. The low wall, which lines the terrace of the Church Saint-Jean, could immortalize the plan. In the 15th century, there was a vast vineyard. Later, the inhabitants moved to this hillside, which was well exposed to the terraces of cultures that were later abandoned. For two decades, in Champey, there was a district of scenic garden terraces from the ruins, where we could not tell the walls of defense from the retaining structures. Now observe the dovecote on the right. Most were raised for their agricultural usage, while some may have occupied towers of the relegated line of defense. In the background, you will also appreciate the panorama of the Church Sainte-Croix district. You will also identify the big building of the former Sisters' Convent. Now you should take the arch passage. Track down, on the right, the façade of the tank, fitted out in an arched. It is the only remains of a high disappeared square dungeon. We finally reach the top of the cape. It is the privileged belvedere on the landscape. From west to north, you will see a district of fenced in gardens, the reshaped entrance of the castle, and the big family gardens of the edge of Couze. On the opposite bank of the river, the houses of the Quay of Aubary, aligned between the road of Besse and the terraces of the hillside, give this district a city character. In the west, before leaving, please go admire the architecture of the interesting vestiges of a tower called Philippienne. This type of architecture spreads in the region only at the beginning of the 13th century, after Philippe Auguste's intervention. Circular plan, taluté base, arched silo, horizontal chaining. You will leave the site and will go to the Place du Marchidial by going back up La Rue de la Roche. Fairs and markets took place here in the Middle Ages, in the entrance of the castle. To go back down, it is necessary to take La Rue des Moulins, following the collective surrounding wall of the Low Middle Ages.